Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life. Hello out there to all of our eLounge podcast listeners. So glad to have you joining us for another show this evening here in the eLounge. As always, I've got my girls with me here in the lounge tonight, Kelly, Annette, and Titania. Ladies, say hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, so folks, you know, all month long, we have been talking about all things manifestation, right? And tonight, we're continuing our powerful series, Manifestation May. As we welcome to the eLounge, Letitia Stiles, who is a manifestation marketing coach, a sought-after lifestyle influencer, and the founder and CEO of You've Got Clients, a marketing and consultancy firm that is dedicated to helping coaches create and fill their coaching programs with high-quality clients. So, like we always say at the start of every show, get your pen, your notebook, and your favorite drink, and find a quiet place where you can prepare to receive the powerful manifestation marketing nuggets that Letitia is about to drop on our podcast audience tonight. That said, Letitia, welcome to the eLounge. We are so happy to have you.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. So, Letitia, you know, I gave a little bit about you, but I want you to take a moment to give our audience a deeper background on exactly who Letitia Stiles is.
Yeah, sure. So whenever I introduce myself, I typically say I'm a stubborn believer in manifestation, and that's 100% true. So to keep the story short and concise, I'll just start with how I even got into looking into manifestation. And my story started where I graduated from college into the Great Recession. I couldn't find a job, so I decided to create my own. I started out as a blogger, and that led me into the world of helping business owners with their content, which led me to where I am right now. And the reason that I say that I'm a stubborn believer in manifestation is because that journey to where I am right now as a full-time business owner and a multi-six-figure business owner is that it wasn't easy. It definitely was something that required a lot of belief. It required a lot of vision, and it required me to hold firm to what I knew to be true and not let go, even though people around me didn't necessarily see my vision. And some days I doubted it, but I had to hold firm to it. And that's why I say that I'm a stubborn believer in manifestation. I manifested my dream job. I love what I do. I love working with the clients that I serve. And it really lights me up every single day to help those clients.
Wow. You know, I looked at a lot of the information on your blog, and I was just amazed at how you have really been able to take the whole manifestation concept, right, and be able to use that in your coaching to help people understand that they can create, as a word you've termed, luxury lifestyle, right, that mm-hmm. they choose. So just absolutely amazing. You know, for those people who may not necessarily know what manifestation marketing is, can you take a moment and kind of explain what that means when you say manifestation marketing?
Yeah, sure. So I don't know that it's a combination that anyone has really used before. I'm sure someone has, but essentially my specialty and the practical side of what I do is marketing. And lots of people teach marketing. There are a lot of people who can show you how to, do email marketing or fix a landing page and those things. And that's the practical side. But where I really differentiate myself and where I teach my clients is there's a lot that goes on energetically in marketing when you're attracting clients to you, when you're learning how to stand firm and raise your prices and stand firm in those rates. There's a lot that happens energetically, and that's really where that manifestation muscle comes in, because I do call it a muscle, where you're learning how to manifest, you're training your mindset, and that is what makes all of the practical stuff work. because you can learn how to set up a Facebook ad by watching a Google video. But if you truly don't believe in what you do, and if you are not solid in the type of client that you want to attract, and you're not confident in who you are, then that ad is not going to work as well as it could. And that's truly what manifestation and marketing is.
Absolutely. And I actually saw you have a number of different programs on your website that people could actually purchase to help them with their marketing and their manifestation. And one was called Open to Receive program, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is about that program. When I read it, talks about helping you to, you know, understand that you have everything you need inside of you already to be able to command the lifestyle that you want to command. And it was just very interesting just looking at the title, Open to Receive Program, how you've got to be open to accepting and believing, right, that you are worthy to charge the higher prices. You have the knowledge to be able to support actually doing that. So just an amazing concept. And you're right, I had never heard those two words put together before until I actually saw on your IG account. And I was like, huh. Manifestation marketing, you know, that's probably that makes sense, because a lot of people, and I'll use myself as an example, you know, we do have a tendency to dumb down ourselves when it comes to like pricing sometimes, and you know, we don't, that's, you know, it's too much. And you know, when I was reading about you, you talked about, you know, you have to own your, you own it, you know, you own the God-given gifts you've been given, and you should not dumb them down, and you should be confident in what you charge. And it just is a very interesting concept. I think we all could stand to take a page, a lesson in that page, and really apply in our entrepreneurial journey. So very interesting, very interesting. You know, you're also very adamant, right, that entrepreneurs can create their own luxury lifestyles through manifestation. So tell our audience this, for an entrepreneur who has a strong passion, right, for what it is they do, and they are dedicated to creating their own version of a luxury lifestyle, in air quotes, through the art of manifestation, what would be two things you would encourage them to do first to get their journey started?
That's a great question, especially when trying to manifest or learning manifestation, which is just the art of, you know, taking something that you see in your mind's eye and making it plain and visible in, you know, with your five senses. The number one thing is to have a clear vision of what you actually want. So that's the very first thing, is to get clear on your vision and get clear on the, you know, the outcome that you want, and really be firm in that. And I say that with just a little bit of hesitation, because sometimes you have to find what you don't want so that you can get clear on what you do want. So often that first step comes with figuring out what are the things that you actually don't want, or what is it about your life right now that you are not happy with, and really being honest with yourself so you can get clear on the things that you actually do want. And then the second thing in that journey is being vocal about it, and not necessarily sharing it with the person who you kind of already know is going to be a little bit negative about it. But, it, you know, if it helps, share it on social media, or share it, you know, record a video of yourself. Maybe you don't have to, you know, share that video with anyone, but speak it out loud. And the reason that I say speak it out loud is because, you know, the power of life and death is in your tongue. Like your words have power. And when you speak those words out, it allows that manifestation to become that much stronger, because now not only have you thought and you've seen it in your mind's eye, but now you've spoken it and you gave it form with your words. And if you're just that much closer to now being able to touch it with your hand and being able to smell it and, you know, interact with it with your remaining five senses.
Wow, those are two really good points. One, you said you have to get clear, right, on the vision that you want. And you said something that I have often said before. You know, we don't often all the time know how to articulate what we want, but we can definitely usually articulate what we don't want, right? So I think that's very powerful that you said that. And then two, be vocal about it. You said, you know, if you just have to speak it out loud to yourself, right? And you use a term that we've been talking about. I've used that exact same I call it old Southern saying that my grandma used to tell me when I was growing up, and it was, she would say, there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And that's so true. So two very good bits of advice, or nuggets as we call them here in the lounge, that if you're listening out there to our entrepreneur audience tonight, make sure you're noting that down. She's saying be very clear about your vision. And if you're not sure what it is you do want, at least you can identify what you don't want that will help you back into figuring out what you do want. And then also being vocal about what it is that you want. Put it out there in the atmosphere. Speak it into existence. Wow. So on that, I know you are clamoring at the bit because you've got some questions you wanted to ask Leticia. So I'm going to give the mic to you, my dear.
I did. And Shan, you opened up a can of wonderful worms, because Leticia, can we go back for a second when you talked about open to receive? I love that, because that allows me, or has allowed me for about 15 years, to pray differently. My hands mm-hmm. are open, and I always mm-hmm. tell God to release the blessings. And I don't know if you feel the same way, but that whole open to receive thing, you know, he has everything we need, and we just kind of tell him, can you just kind of release all of those blessings? So I'm open. So I don't know if you feel the same way.
Yeah, I like to imagine it as having a container, and there's a container that you have that is the exact right size for all of the good things that already have your name on it. And what I find, and what I found with my clients, and even with myself, because obviously I was the first person that I experienced this, is that sometimes we are covering that container, and we're not willing to just simply ask. And even if we do ask, sometimes we're not willing to actually receive it. And there's a lot of different reasons that we might not be willing to receive, based on, you know, maybe self-worth, or wondering if, is it safe for me to have this? What else is going to happen in my life? Who is going to be jealous if I do get this? And so there's a lot to work through when it comes to figuring out, how do you just allow into your life all the things that already have your name on it? And you're absolutely right. Like, there's, you know, blessings that are just ready to pour down on us. And often we're just not ready and willing to receive them. And there's just a couple, you know, tiny tweaks and a couple little things that we can do to just say, yes, I'm ready and I'm willing and open to receive.
I love it. And have you noticed, Leticia, what's the one or two key things all of your successful clients have? Have you noticed that over a period of time?
Oh, absolutely. So the number one thing that they have is they have that drive, and they have that success factor in themselves. I always tell my clients, the people who choose to work with me, like, you're already going to be successful. I can see it in you. You don't necessarily need me, right? You want to work with me because you know it's going to help you get to where you want to go faster, but you're going to be successful. And those clients that come to me who are like, I know this is what I need. They're, you know, they're ready. They are decisive. They make quick decisions. They're coachable. So they have that one factor where they're like, I know I'm going to do it. I just don't know how, which is why I'm here to, you know, come to work with you. But I know that this is going to happen for me. And so I see that in them. Like, they've already chosen. They have that vision, and they've chosen that vision, and they've spoken it out, and now they're walking out in action. So that's the number one thing. And the second characteristic that my successful clients have is that they understand that the path is not going to be a straight line. They understand that there's going to be maybe some zigzags, and from where they are now to where they want to go, there might be some stumbling blocks along the way. But what my successful clients realize is that that's just a part of the process. And because they don't expect it to be perfect, they're willing to ask for help. They're willing to stop and say, hey, I think I might, you know, need some help with mindset, because there are some things that I'm, you know, kind of concerned or doubting about right now, because they realize that it's just all part of the journey. So they know they're going to be successful, and then at the same time, they know that there is going to be a path and a journey and a process, and they're willing to do the work that it takes in order to get to their end result.
Reminds me of the Wizard of Oz, Leticia. The journey, it's all within you. You already have it right in there.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. We're talking with Leticia Childs, the founder and CEO of You've Got Clients. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome to the new Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast series, where four unbossed boss diva entrepreneurs aspire to inspire new and budding entrepreneurs. All are welcome here at Lounge, where we will always have a positive and encouraging word to share. So grab your beverage of choice, your notebook, and turn your radio or laptop up and get ready to join Annette, Kelly, Shankara, and Titania on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. This is a new series with a mission to help entrepreneurs discover their truth. See you there in the lounge at 7:30 p.m. on Hump Day Wednesdays. We'll see you then.
Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XTD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XTD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all-inclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTV Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTD-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTD vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTD Travel Club.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the E-Lounge. Tonight, we are speaking to Leticia. So excited, Leticia. Thank you so much again for joining us this evening. I am sitting here writing my notes, and it has just been a full month. And so I just want to thank you again. So I have a question. I was looking a little bit about your luxury retreats. I love to travel and really found that to be intriguing. So how often are those held? How often do you have those retreats? And are they open to anyone or specifically just to your clients?
Yeah, I love the retreat. So we host the Royal Retreat once per year in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. I host it in February every single year, with the exception of 2020 for obvious reasons. We did not host it in 2021. We had actually just come back in February 2020, and then, you know, everything sort of shut down. So we'll host it again in 2022 in February. And the reason that I love the retreat is it is open to current clients, and it's all about raising your vibe, because as I mentioned before, you know, a lot of manifestation or a lot of getting your marketing to where it needs to be is understanding how that manifestation works. And so the Royal Retreat is all about putting yourself in that energy of a fully booked coach, positioning yourself. We do a lot where, you know, they have a chance to take photos, you know, professional photos with a photographer, and we do workshops while we're there. We enjoy the city. Playa del Carmen is gorgeous, and it's a great mix of touristy and, you know, calm beachside, and there's just so much to do. We love going every year, and I can't wait to host it again. We've been hosting it since 2017.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Mexico, one of my favorite spots, so thank you for sharing that. I was also reading your bio, Leticia, and you mentioned introvert-friendly sales systems that you offer. I found that in quotations, introvert, to be interesting. Can you elaborate a little bit on what that means? Is this for introvert type personalities, or can you just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So I'm an introvert, and I always like to clear it up, because sometimes there's a little bit of a misconception. Sometimes people think that someone who is an introvert is or has social anxiety or just doesn't like being around people. But the main difference between someone who's an introvert and an extrovert is the way that we recharge our batteries. So as an introvert, I recharge my battery with alone time, and sometimes maybe sticking my nose in a good book, and I process my thoughts by thinking my thoughts. Whereas with an extrovert, they recharge their energy by being around people, and they really enjoy having conversations, and they process their thoughts by speaking their thoughts. So that's the main difference between introvert and extrovert. I consider myself an outgoing introvert, and there are shy extroverts and shy introverts and outgoing introverts and outgoing extroverts as well. And the reason that I call my system an introvert-friendly sales system is because of that very reason. Because our power and our energy comes from making meaningful connections, and we have a really good ability to have that conversation with someone who has taken the time to do their research, who has taken the time to go through and have most of their questions answered. But by the time we have a conversation, it's really more so about answering some of those final little questions and helping them make the right decision. And the introvert-friendly sales system is just that. It answers the question for the prospects, the questions that they have on their journey to becoming, you know, becoming a client. So as they're a potential client, it answers those questions so that you can have that meaningful conversation with them when they're at that point in their journey, when they're ready to make a decision.
I love that. I love that. And you hit it on the nose. I consider myself, I was a strong extrovert for years. I'm still an extrovert, but I do definitely get energy from people. And me and my business partner talk about that a lot. She's more kind of in between. But yeah, it doesn't even matter about the introvertness or the extrovertness, because success, I mean, I've known a whole lot of people that are introverted and uber successful, right? And so they can really balance between the two. So, Kelly, I know you had a couple questions for Leticia. I'm going to pass it over to you.
I love the conversation about the introvert and extrovert, because, you know, I consider myself an introvert, and people are like, no way. But I think I'm an outgoing introvert, right? Yeah, so I like absolutely. That there's a term for it, outgoing introvert. Hey Leticia, I kinda love this study called epistemology. And for those who don't know, epistemology is like the study of knowing. And that knowing that then develops your belief system. So it speaks to the cross between truths and beliefs. And then the ability then to give beliefs form with your words. So I like how you said earlier, you know, giving your beliefs form and through your words, so that then it begins to manifest. And so that it begins with the core of your beliefs. So I love that you said that. I was very interested, Leticia, in your IGTV videos. Very, very, very informative. Very informative. There was one that I listened to about reprogramming your subconscious mind. Can you speak to that a little bit and why that's so important?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of my favorite topics to geek out about, because these are some things that I recently started digging deeper into. I, you know, sort of started with learning about marketing because my goal was to create a full-time income. I wanted to make money. And then as I started going deeper into marketing, I started learning about psychology and buyer psychology. And when I started digging deeper into that, that's when I started going more towards learning about the subconscious mind and how powerful it is. Your subconscious mind controls around 95% of your actions. And those are the things that we're doing right now without even really thinking about it. Breathing, you know, our heart is beating, our lungs are moving, my hand is moving right now as I'm talking, and your conscious mind is only really steering about 5% of the ship. And those are the things like, okay, I'm trying to figure out what word to say to make sure that the sentence sounds good. And that's really what my conscious mind is handling. And because the majority of your actions are controlled by your subconscious mind, it's a very powerful, powerful computer. If we were to put it in perspective, your subconscious mind is like doing a calculation with a modern day computer, versus your conscious mind doing a calculation with an abacus, which is, you know, one of those very, very old pieces of equipment where you moved coins over to add and do math. And with that in mind, when we want to make a change and make a or create a result or even get better with manifestation and really try to figure out how can I, you know, bring my vision to life that much faster, it's really a matter of learning how to not necessarily control, but learning how to reprogram your subconscious mind, because your subconscious mind works off of programming. It's sort of a automatic. As soon as you you know, wake up, your subconscious mind says, okay, it's time for your body temperature to you know, to drop a little bit because we warmed you up while you were sleeping. So all these things are automatic that happen. And those things that happen in your physical body with your subconscious mind are also things that happen, you know, neurologically speaking, like things that you're thinking and the thoughts that you're thinking. And what we don't realize is because the subconscious mind can process so quickly, if there's something that you want, if there's a desire that you have, there is a way to get there, and your subconscious mind can figure out how to get there thousands of times faster than your conscious mind. So if we learn how to reprogram our subconscious mind to work with us, with what we want to create, what we've decided with our conscious mind, we can get to that desired manifestation that much faster.
You know what, Leticia, we could talk to you all day. You are such a wealth of knowledge. Thank you so much for pouring into our audience, for sharing all that you've shared today. I know that we have come away with many, many nuggets. So thank you so much for sharing with us today. Before we go, can you tell us the best way to reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to reach me is to go to my website, leticiastyles.com. There you'll find lots of different articles, as well as links to all of my social media. I'm most active on Instagram as well as YouTube. I do a live stream and I broadcast every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern on my YouTube channel. But if you go to my website, leticiastyles.com, you'll find all the information that you need so you can get notified when I go live.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, like I said, thank you so much again for joining us. You have been wonderful. We are going to go back to your IG and listen to some more IGTV videos. And you may see us at your retreat next year. You never know. But thank you so much again.
Yes. Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Well, that does it for another episode, ladies and gentlemen, of the E-Lounge, where we have been talking all month of May about manifestation. And Leticia Stiles talked to us today about our manifestation muscle and what we need to do to make sure that we strengthen that muscle and so that we can see some things manifest in our lives. So thank you for joining us. We will see you next time in the E-Lounge. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Take your sheets off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind. Yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your